show was done like an episode of Joey. Like, it was supposed to be kind of wacky, like, here comes a caveman into the room, and then, like, people would laugh. And it did so bad that they had to scrap it and go to a first-person type camera show, which was, it was okay, but, like, it's really awkwardly timed. And you kind of don't, like, you kind of don't understand what four cavemen are doing living in a house in suburbia.
Did you watch it?
I did watch it.
What did you think? Would you watch it again?
I would watch it again if they were to maybe flesh out the story a little bit more.
Like, is it hard to follow who's who?
No, they
look alike.
Well, they do. They do, but they have like distinct characteristics about them, and they dress them very specifically.
Yeah, so, and
you know who's who.
Yeah. Secondly. 28-hour show, super excited. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that Sky was able to make it into the studio.
Why?
Well, her husband being, the Donkey Kong, I'm surprised she's not soaking in a bathtub right now.
That is true. That is true.
That is factual.
That is true. Thank you. That is true.
It's a legitimate point.
That's not a legitimate point.
She's saying what he's saying is that he knew that you were coming in and you're not going to see your husband for a while. You might be feeling amorous.
Mm. Bow-legged-ish.
Please.
No, it's sad.
All right, we're not doing that again this year.
You know what I would like?
What?
I'd like to interview the cavemen.
Yeah.
As the cavemen.
Yeah.
Not as the actor that plays the caveman.
I can do that.
And just ask them questions.
That's funny.
Like, hey, dude, great show. Oh, thank you very much. So what's up, man? Like, honestly, I want to enjoy the show, but I can't tell the characters apart.
Oh, you will. Yeah. So offensive.
They might hang up.
He's like, oh, really? You can't? Because we look all alike, all right? Yeah,
one of them wears glasses, Mike.
Oh, so you can't tell when someone's wearing glasses and someone isn't? Sorry, maybe I'll take my contacts out and I'll go back to glasses because I had LASIK done. That's so sorry, dude. I didn't know.
I didn't know Homo sapiens had such bad eyesight.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try glasses.
Let me practice. Eddie, let's practice. I'll be the caveman. I'll be the caveman. You do the interview. And I'll tell you how I want it to sound.
All right. On the line with us right now is Josh from the new hit ABC show, Cavemen.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Welcome to the show, Josh.
All right, man, I'm eating a donut. How you guys doing?
Oh, you guys eat donuts?
Yes, we do.
I'm just kind of surprised, I wouldn't expect. What?
This is a shock show?
No, not at all. In fact, we're the opposite of that.
Linda, what's going on?
Oh, no.
No, I'm sorry, Josh. I didn't mean to offend you. I was just a little surprised that...
No, it's just that I was told that we weren't doing any of the shock stations today.
Well, we're not. We're definitely not a shock.
Go ahead. Vagina.
No. We got off to the wrong foot.
Not good.
So...
To answer your first question, yes, we eat donuts.
Okay. I'm embarrassed.
Oh.
That's what I wanted to say.
I love that so much.
Oh, you think they'll do it? That'd be great.
So
it'd be good for them, right?
For sure.
ABC should love that idea.
Genius.
P1 Jason? Jason, are you there?
I am.
Go ahead.
Hey, Mikey.
Yes. Were you screened?
Yes, I was.
I was just curious. Go ahead. What were you calling?
Oh, no.
What were you calling about?
No, you want for me, dude?
One of those days.
I got for me, dude. I'm a rock. Could be a father.
I just wanted to call you and tell you that I couldn't ask for a better birthday present to get 28 hours of the Mikey Show.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. How old are you, Jason?
28 years young.
Now look at you.
Happy birthday.
What the hell?
It's from Cinderella.
Ashley's saying happy birthday.
The chubby mouse does the...
What is she talking about?
Sean?
No idea.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Has no one seen Cinderella?
No.
What's with you people?
P1 Kelly.
Figure it out.
Kelly, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you,
Hi, this is C1 Kelly. I just wanted to let Eddie know that the guy, the caveman that does the Geico commercials, actually did make a cameo last night.
Was he the guy that was playing squash with them?
Yeah, he was the one. He was wearing a
like
white
his like Marsalis jacket. Or something like that.
Yeah, he was wearing a white jacket and white pants.
Yeah. I thought that was him.
Yeah, we had to rewind it.
But isn't it weird that it's not the main characters from the commercials? Right.
That was the main guy. Yeah,
it's cool to see him there
because the other guys didn't look very good.
Now, how did you know it was him?
I've seen those Geico commercials forever, and I kind of recognized him. And I went, I think that's that dude that's in, like, the therapy sessions
right,
that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that I, like, at dinner gets mad.
Yeah.
You know?
Of all the ones, of the Geico ones, of the cavemen, what's your favorite one?
I like the original ones when they're at dinner and he gets real upset.
Right.
And I also think the one is kind of funny when he's in the airport and he's walking on that.
That and they're
like,
playing that, like, Euro music.
Yeah, it's like... It's so
I don't
funny.
Know how it goes, but it's some Euro
it's
song.
Like Euro elevator music or something.
Yeah.
And he sees the commercial for Geico, or the billboard for Geico, and he walks back and he looks at it, and he's so mad.
Yeah. But when my wife and I, whenever we see that and he makes that expression to the poster,
right.
I always turn and say to my wife, oh, that's just perfect. It's like exactly what's going on in his head.
I have a favorite that's like a favorite by a long shot. It's like my favorite by far.
Huh.
It's the one on the balcony.
Oh, dude, yeah, you're right.
That one's really good.
I agree.
The one on the balcony at the party is my absolute favorite. In fact, it's got to be the commercial that made them think about making it into a TV show.
Yes.
Because them on the balcony talking about relationships was genius.
Yeah.
About women. They're talking about women. And he's like, you know... I can't remember what he says to him, but it's something like, so because I'm dating a girl makes me less of a caveman.
Right. And there was a lot of that in last night's episode.
That's
like one of the guys, the main guy's brother, like broke up with a girl and he kept calling her and, you know, he was all bummed out. And it was weird.
That's great. That's the good stuff.
Yeah.
Something just came into my head. And we're on for 28 straight hours, so I'm just going to tell you about it.
Oh, no. What is it?
That's me. I'm sorry.
Stop it.
Sean.
Yeah?
I want to tell him about what you told me at dinner.
Oh, dude.
Come on, please, bro.
What?
I don't know if I want to get into it.
Was it about the waitress?
Sean, ratings.
Was there a fleck on the fork? Or?
Oh, no.
It's just, I know you're going to...
Oh, if only it were that.
You're going to overreact.
Sean, ratings.
I overreacted last night. The overreaction
was
last night.
That's what I'm talking
about. No. Now that I'm lived with it for 12 hours or whatever, now it can be normal.
What?
Sean used to be a furry.
Bro.
What?
You don't understand what that word
means. I know exactly what it means.
What?
Do you get? Who doesn't? Raise your hand in the studio if you don't know what a furry is.
I don't.
Rob doesn't. Ashley doesn't.
Well, I think I know.
I know Eddie knows. Eddie.
Yeah, they did a whole thing on him in Entourage this season.
But that can't be what.
Sean.
That's what Sean does. They did.
That can't be true.
I don't.
He doesn't do it anymore.
That?
Okay, a furry.
I don't get it.
Sean, so
fur,
I don't. Okay.
A fur, dude.
A fur.
Seriously. Is like a weird.
Okay,
this is exactly what I was talking. This is exactly
I thought you were kidding.
Come on, come on.
Wait a second. I'm still missing.
Yeah.
Like,
Sean.
In your words, I don't care to be made fun of. We've known this guy for how long?
Yeah.
10 years?
Oh, and he's maybe. Just now decided to mention that at dinner last night?
And the way
wonder why.
Oh, really?
Mike, the kids still don't know what it is.
Yeah, Sean, I don't want to tell him. Tell him what it is.
Yeah, Sean.
So, because if I do, I don't want you going, and getting all irritated that I'm saying it wrong or describing it wrong. Please tell them what a furry is.
Is everyone going to take it a fur? Is everyone going to take it?
Is it like,
no.
Eddie, I want to hear this, Eddie. I want to hear this so bad.
I'll tell you right now.
There's not a lot of ways to take it.
Look at the look on his face.
I know it.
I'm just trying to be, because I know you're a Globie or whatever, because you collect snow globes, and you were a waiver in high school because you wore a trench coat or whatever.
Sean, come on, for real.
So what's a furry, and when did you do this fur. In your crazy life?
Let me see what happens if I Google it. Like, if I Google
it. Oh, yeah. Check
there's
it out.
Lots of, yeah,
wow. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Google? I think that.
Mike, send me the link.
I think your XXX church may get some.
What?
It's not all about
maybe
that.
Maybe I shouldn't Google that.
Yeah.
Let him tell it.
Excuse me, but it's not all about that. In fact, that's just a small
See, that's my impression.
This is not.
Well, you have the wrong impression.
Well, how about you tell the kids what you do?
Okay, wait. Go to Google.
Can you just send me the
go
link?
To Google, click on images, and then Google furry costume.
You send me the link. F-U-R-R-Y
costume. Furry costume. Google images furry costume. Sean, say what it is in your words.
Oh my God, I got a head rush.
Oh, furs are people who
I can't. Eddie's mic off. I don't know, man.
Go
ahead. Go ahead, Sean.
All right, I'll turn my back.
Don, I'm turning your mic on.
Okay.
Fur.
A fur.
Furs are people who enjoy dressing up, wearing costumes of animals.
What kind of animals?
Well, I mean, there are all kinds.
What the hell?
There are people like rabbits.
Bunnies?
I just said rabbits.
Pink bunnies.
What were you, Sean?
Can I guess?
Yes, Eddie, guess.
I have two.
Two?
This is scary.
One of them, in my mind, no question, you were a panda.
Did you talk to him?
Is that true?
I swear to you, I did not mention any of this to Eddie. I did not say any of this to Eddie.
Wait.
You're a panda? You were a panda?
I didn't say anything to Eddie. Dude, I swear to you. Eddie, how does he know? You did it.
I, this is the first I'm hearing it.
How does he know right out of the gate then?
You just look like a panda, bro.
You're an idiot.
You perfectly with the salt and pepper hair.
You're a panda.
Sean, I swear to you, I did not say a word to Eddie. Eddie, did I tell you even that he
nothing,
was
a... Nothing. Zero.
Oh. This feels like a setup.
Oh, really?
Dude, it ain't.
It does.
It's not.
It does.
What do furries do?
Furs.
What do furs do?
They get together with other furs and they bone.
Where
Eddie?
That's what they do,
bro.
That's what they do. I'm not kidding, actually. That's what they do.
Excuse me.
It's a perverted culture.
It is not, dude.
It is. It is. It is. I'm not saying anything false.
Hold on.
I'm not saying anything false.
Can I speak, please?
Yes, please.
It is not all about that. In fact, that is a small portion.
Oh, really, Ling Ling?
Eddie, I want to hear him talk about
Scott,
this.
You know what this is.
I know, but don't have him stop. I want to hear
Sean
about
Sean says
it.
It's different, and it's not always like what
we
saw
on. What is it? They get together
and
have
Eddie.
Spinach dip?
Sky.
What do you got?
Is that Sean?
No, it's not Sean.
This is freaky.
Hey.
Do you have pictures?
In all seriousness, you guys, if you want to hear anything, you better stop.
You're right.
Sean, I have serious questions.
Sean, true or false, last night at dinner, I was cool.
Yeah, you were cool.
I was cool because I wanted to hear.
Oh, my God. My head
If
hurts.
You guys are cool, he'll tell you about it.
This can't be true.
So, Sean, it is not always. In fact, are you saying it's rarely about sex?
No, it's not rarely about sex. It's just that. That is a small portion,
Eddie.
Of.
So, Sean, was it ever sexual for you, or was it always something else?
No, it is.
I'm trying to be serious.
Is that a roux? What is that?
It's a kangaroo.
Hey, I'm sorry,
Sean. Were you ever a kangaroo?
Sean, what was your other one?
Yeah.
You were a panda, and what was the other fur that you wore?
The other fur you wore.
Whatever.
Squirrel.
whatever. Yes.
What was the other furry
I want to know.
Cool man.
What's your guess?
Penguin.
After?
Tell me you were a penguin.
She has sex with you right now.
That's true.
Eddie, he said he didn't do that.
Yeah, right, dude. Why? If you're going to say it, might as well be honest.
Hey, look, he's shutting down, you guys.
Okay. All right.
Come on, Mike.
Wait, hang on. I'm going to make a rule.
Okay.
Sky is allowed to discuss it with him. That's it.
But I have questions.
Wait until she asks. She'll get questions out.
And or you can IM me your questions.
Yeah, but don't talk.
So, Sean, in my mind, the furries, or the fur, as you say, I thought it was always sexual, but you're saying that's not true.
It's not always sexual.
Has it ever been?
The sexual part of it is, it's a small subset of it.
So was
it's
that
not
your...
even the main, even when you go to, like, the conventions and stuff, uh-huh. It's not about that at all.
So have you been to a convention?
Wait. That's the thing. See, Ashley and Rob have never heard of this. They don't know that they do conventions.
Anything. Like,
Eddie,
I wish Sean would
ask these questions.
I wish Sean
would stop. What you were ask.
Stop IMing
me. IM me what you wanted her to ask.
Dude. Stop IMing me if this is the way you're going to act.
I just still don't even understand at all what the deal is.
So there's conventions, Sean.
Yes, there are conventions. There's a few. The ones in California are actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
What do you do?
There's one in.
What do you do at the conventions?
I think the second one's fair. The first one's out of line. The second one's fair. The second one's fair. The first one is not.
They're both out of line, Mike.
They are?
Yes.
Ask the second one.
All right.
What do you do at the conventions besides get dressed up as a panda?
Well, first of all, not everybody dresses up at these conventions.
Mm.
A lot of people, no.
You just walk around.
In street clothes.
Yes, Eddie. It's normal people.
You're sober?
Some
opposite.
It's not opposite.
Are you sober when you do it? When you're walking around the place?
When you're at the convention.
Why was that bad?
Are you sober?
Well, because it's implying something.
Oh, my God. I'm having chest pains.
Ashley, was your question like, hey, is everyone drinking?
Well, it's like, what if I want to be a fur or whatever? And, I don't drink, so, like, is it a sober event? Like I'm just asking.
Was that somehow?
It's not a sober event. It's a convention.
Are there drugs there?
It's a convention like any...
Is there alcohol? Is there drugs?
Is there? Isn't there? It's an easy question.
And why is that offensive?
Right.
It's a convention.
What do you find
at a convention?
So, yeah, Ashley, if you went to...
Oh, cocktail parties. Right. Oh, okay.
What?
Is that
But there's not a Coke booth.
But there isn't friggin' drugs.
Right.
No drugs are illegal.
I thought that they were like raves.
Well, they do have raves.
Some of them are.
Okay, then that would mean drugs.
It's a legitimate question.
Doesn't always mean drugs.
Oh, no. It's like those preschool raves.
For sure.
Plus, he was talking about the convention.
Just because you're having a rave or a dance party, it doesn't mean that everybody is on drugs.
It doesn't?
No, dude.
Are you horny for raccoons?
Eddie.
That question was legitimate.
Well, then why else would you dress up like a squirrel and try and bone smooch a mascot?
Bone smooch?
It doesn't make any sense.
Sean, I'm sorry. I'd like to have a serious conversation.
Why would you dress up like a mascot and go and hang out at a convention?
He's leaving the studio now.
I will be quiet, Sean. I will be quiet. I promise.
He promised.
I promise. I am confused.
He said bone smooch mascot.
He said bone smooch.
I'm sorry.
That was awesome.
I'm sorry.
Sit down.
I'm sorry.
Please sit down.
Sean.
Look at it.
Please sit down. I want to know more. Sky?
Yeah?
Bones are blowing up.
Sky, did you think they did drugs and alcohol at those things?
Not... specifically, I think it's just like anybody else. If you're a drinker and you go to a convention, you're gonna have a drink. If you're a drug addict and you go to a party, you're probably gonna be
high.
I'm
not talking about drug addicts. You know, everybody at a rave isn't necessarily a drug addict, but I know that drugs are a very big part of the culture. I know nothing
about
the culture.
Well, same with like rock culture. Same with rock culture. You know, you can be sober.
Exactly.
You know,
people can go to a rave, and that doesn't automatically mean that you're on ecstasy or that...
Okay, a valid point, Sean, but I'm just saying, what is the point of the furs going to the convention?
Hang on. Cleo's on the line. She's friends with furs, right, Cleo?
Yeah.
And you think that the jokes are giving them a bad name.
Well, that and just the stuff you find online, because, I mean, there's, like, some really nasty porn out there, and that's what's getting all the media attention.
Right.
So people see that, and they're like, oh, all, you know, all the culture is exactly like that.
Exactly right.
And it's not. Like, I have friends who do it, and they're, like, you know, 12 years old. I don't really think they're going and having sex and doing
there's,
drugs. There,
and stuff. Anybody could be a fur.
All ages, dude. All. Yeah. That's why I'm telling you, like, the whole, like, erotic part of this, yeah, it exists, but it's not all about that.
What's it about then?
Yeah, what is it about?
It's about
fun.
It's about having fun. It's about people who enjoy. Excuse me.
Go ahead,
Eddie,
Sean. Please,
Eddie, remember.
Please, Sean.
Eddie, remember.
Sean,
like,
please.
Okay, here, this will put it into perspective for
please
you.
Do, please
at
do.
At every convention, they always dedicate a certain amount of the funds to charity.
Really?
Yeah, and usually those charities, they always involve animals or wildlife preservation or things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's not about this sort of deviant sexual behavior. It's about people who care about animals,
okay,
who like animals.
But that's Cleo, nice. But Cleo and Sean, Cleo, are you still there?
Yeah.
You okay. realize, you do realize, though, that some people are getting it on.
Yeah, and you're going to find that in anything that you do.
No
I
matter
mean,
where you go.
Wait a second, though.
Come
you
on.
Wait a second,
come
you guys.
On.
Hang on. You have to admit that getting it on in an animal costume is a little different than when you say, oh, yeah, it's just like Star Trek conventions. Like,
well, there's
not a
Star Trek conventions that get it on.
Wait.
That's a great comparison,
absolutely.
Mike.
Wait.
A great comparison.
What I'm saying is that at Star Trek conventions, there isn't this whole, like, thought that
well,
that's what it's
it
about.
Free?
But that's what the media makes it.
He's saying
if
and
you
it's
were
the
a fur dude, you would understand that it's not about that at all. The overtone of these conventions or going online and being part of the virtual worlds that they have, it's not about sexuality and doing sexual things. It's about getting together. There is some role playing. I mean, you know, people like to, you know, have fun, whatever.
Cleo and Sean, true or false, furs get together sometimes and have sex. In their
sometimes,
fur costumes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, maybe.
Why?
This
hello.
Is BS, man.
This person is saying
I
something. I just got it. Thank you for the call, Cleo.
Thank you.
I just got an email from P1 Janet who says something that I knew. There was a CSI show about this.
Really?
Yeah, and she says, I swear Sean was on that. That's what it says.
Shut up.
Were you on
P1
that?
Janet.
No,
P1 Rude Dog, are you there?
But it shows
yeah,
like
here.
That.
Go ahead,
they give furs a bet. Excuse me.
No, wait,
excuse me. Dude, hold on.
No, I understand, but Rude Dog.
Hold on.
No, but Rude Dog has a question.
Wait, I want to make
Rude
a statement
Dog, what
first.
Were you going to say?
It shows like that.
Rude Dog, what were you going to say?
It shows like that.
Rude Dog, go ahead. What were you saying?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, my question is, I got two questions, actually, is how do you find out that you're into that, and are all the animals in the park or zoo allowed to come?
Wait a minute. I have to understand. What did you say?
My first
He's
question
trying
is,
to be
is how
ass.
Do you figure out that you are into that?
Uh-huh.
My second question is, can all the animals in the park and zoo come and play?
That is a great question. That
well,
is a great.
I don't even know what that last part means.
Well, he
right.
means
he's just being a jackal.
No.
Oh, I thought like, he meant if there
you...
was other furs in the
yeah.
park.
Yeah.
Can they all come play?
Well, can you dress up like every animal, or are there certain animals that are taboo?
Valid question.
Oh, well, that's an interesting question, Sean.
Well, as far as I know, I mean, I'm not aware of any animals that are taboo.
Well, obviously, a panda is not going to get along with, say, a bird.
Or like
there
a penguin with a whale.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
excuse
like what if
me.
There was a fur that was a dog and another fur
can
that was
I
a
speak?
Cat?
Can I
yeah,
speak?
Would you
can
never hang out?
It.
Or is
speak
it peaceful?
It.
It's peaceful. Like, everything's peaceful. And also, how did you find out you wanted to be one?
That's a good question.
All right. Floor is yours.
All right. I'll answer the first one. I'll answer the first part.
Go ahead.
The way I found out was... a long time ago, actually before the internet, there were online services. There was a couple of major online services. One was AOL, which is still around today. The other one was CompuServe, and I was a CompuServe member. And on CompuServe, there was a like a online comic that was called The Fox.
Right.
And It was not, I forgot the guy's name who did it, but he would do artwork of, you know, these.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, man.
Eddie. He would do artwork of the animals.
Yeah, and it was like a comic, and but they were like humans. They would, they walked
upright. Was there
upright.
Like a sexy girl that was kind of like a fox? Am I thinking of, no? Oh, sorry. No. I thought I had seen That's what you're talking funny. About. I thought I had seen what he was talking about.
Go ahead.
Anyway, the fox, he had like this roommate that he lived with called Bun E.
Oh,
and it was
Bun E.
Bun E, B-U-N-N, and then letter E. Anyway, he would do artwork, but they were animals that would walk upright. They would do human things, you know, stuff like that. And so that's how I first got interested in being a human in an animal costume, doing human things. It's fun. It's just
like,
you know,
doing
what it is?
Doing human things. Okay.
Yeah.
And hang on a second, because somebody has a question. P1 Furry Fun Festival.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
All right. Legitimate question for Sean.
Go ahead.
All right. Like, when you put on these costumes, is it like a full head costume? Like, is your face actually showing? Or is there, you know, is it a little cutout where your face is so people can actually tell who you are? Or is it like an anonymous thing where you don't want people to know who you are and you got like a full head costume going on where you can't see who you are?
Well, the people who wear the full heads, in my opinion, aren't true furs.
Mm. Really?
Because, oh, wow.
Hey, I'm riveted.
Yeah, I'm...
I want to know.
Because I assumed they all wore the,
well,
like,
duh.
The full.
How can you communicate with another person if you have this thing in front of
I
your face?
I thought that, and I'm
well,
not joking,
can talk to you at
I thought they don't speak.
Place.
I thought you go to these parties and don't speak.
No,
and you
no,
grind
no.
up
Maybe.
Against each other, and it's kind of homo.
And you make your animal noises.
Yeah,
but it depends
yeah.
on it, what kind of
animal noises.
I'm not kidding. That's what I know
yeah,
about
what
it.
I
if you're a fox, if you're a fox, you got gray
look,
hearing. You can
look.
Hear them right through their mask.
Oh, wow.
I want to be a penguin.
Hey, we got breaking news. Let's hear this.
7:39 news in the morning. Coverage you can count on.
Good morning to all of you. I'm Marianne Cushy reporting from the NBC 7:39 studios. We have major breaking news to tell you about right now. Evacuations are taking place in the La Jolla area. Near Mount Soledad, where several homes are sliding into a sinkhole. There's a landslide there. It happened
wow.
a few minutes ago. It's still going on. It's happening in the 5700 block of Soledad Mountain Road. At least five homes are sliding. You can look at the map that you see there. Soledad Mountain Road, that's just west of I-5 and north of Garnett by about a block. Desert View Drive, they're also apparently evacuating homes there. We saw some pictures earlier that we can bring you a little bit later on of the roofs buckling. That's how bad it
Oof.
Is. And the sinkhole and the cave-in in the street on Soledad Mountain Road is all the way across the stretch of the street on both sides going north and south. And right now, five homes apparently are being evacuated. It's more than likely that there will be more. And it's unclear as to how catastrophic this could be. Mm. The fire officials that are there at the scene, as well as the engineering department, to try and assess the damage. But a section of the slope on Mount Soledad is slipping right now, potentially threatening at least eight homes. City engineers are scrambling right now to determine just how bad this is and to try and prevent any catastrophic loss. But we do know that at least five homes are damaged right now, that they are currently sliding down the slope off of Mount Soledad Mountain Road. Now, it's occurring between Palomino Circle and Desert View Drive. Now, if you take Garnett and if you go west, just next to Mission Bay Drive, it's just to the west of that, and you can, and if you head north, that's Soledad Mountain Road, and it's sort of the back way into La Jolla. There are several homes along that area, and the homes are valued at over $1 million, well over $1 million. At least three significant hillslides have occurred in the general vicinity between 1961 and 1994, including a major failure that occurred back in 1961 that destroyed seven homes under construction. It's unclear as to what the cause of this is, but the street is buckling and it's sinking, and all of the lanes going both north and south on Soledad Mountain Road between Desert View and Palomino Circle
Palomino.
Road. are being evacuated. We don't know how many people are affected, but gas lines apparently are broken, as well as water lines are broken. So obviously more people in the area other than the places that I just mentioned will be affected by that, certainly because of those major utility lines being broken. So once again, we're talking about the 5700 block of Soledad Mountain Road, where we know that at least five homes now are sliding down the slope of Mount Soledad. I think I'm getting new word that at least eight homes are being threatened. Mm-hmm. City engineers are on the scene trying to prevent a catastrophic loss, but there is major damage, as we know, to at least a few of those homes along Soledad Mountain Road. City officials say they're moving very quickly to try and prevent any catastrophic loss. They apparently sent out letters 2 weeks ago, and this is according to the San Diego Union-Tribune, and they've been knocking on doors in the area since Monday to alert residents of a situation of this.
Since Monday, which means they've known that something's bad?
Well, it's weird because I think it was late yesterday I saw a picture on the internet, and they were talking about how there was some land movement in that area, right. And they were investigating. And the picture looked like, to me, like the garage, somebody's garage of a house, and then the driveway. And you know where the driveway butts up to the garage, how there's, you know, a tiny break in the cement, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that break is now like a foot long.
Really?
Between where the garage and the driveway meet, you know, because the earth is sliding and it has, you know. So that's, wow. That is scary stuff for those people today.
Let's hear more of this.
Potential hazard. But right now, evacuations are taking place. And I'm trying to figure out some information here. A Carlsbad geotechnical firm contacted by the city was on Soledad Mountain Road yesterday, drilling the first of five small shafts through which high-tech devices would be inserted by Friday. We're trying to figure out the reason why for that. But right now, the issue at hand is that there's an emergency for those people on Soledad Mountain Road. At least eight homes are being affected by this slide. Water and gas lines have broken, and it's between Desert View Drive and Soledad Mountain on Soledad Mountain Road between.
Was that somebody from the TV?
I think so.
Come on.
Between Palomar.
Wow. Let's see. Let me back up. I don't know what's going on.
What's going on?
And it's between Desert View Drive and Soledad Mountain. On Soledad Mountain Road.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Awesome.
Is Marianne going to be gonna be here later?
Now I'm nervous because they said they were going to be here as long as this breaking news didn't happen.
Oh.
And now I'm like, oh, man.
Now breaking news happened.
Yeah, so I don't know if Mari Payton was going to come out and just hang out and watch.
Really?
And, yeah, like all this cool stuff from NBC. Kimberly King may stop by. And I don't know now.
In Palomar Circle Road, and people are now. Can I get that one more time? People are.
I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
Okay, people are also being evacuated on Palm Canyon Drive as well as Desert View Drive. And this occurring to us about a half an hour ago. And the landslide occurring in La Jolla, just north of Pacific Beach, west of Interstate 5. And it's actually a main road. It's a very wide road. And it's got an island that goes up through it. But on both sides of the road, the street is buckling. We don't know how deep that sinkhole is. But once again, evacuations now taking place. Homes are sliding on Soledad Mountain Road near Palm Canyon Drive. News Chopper 739 is on the way. We'll bring you more updates coming up for you in the next few minutes. Stay with us.
There it is. So they're having landslides on Mount Soledad right now. They got to be careful. If you're in that area or you live there or whatever, call your loved ones. Back to Sean being a furry.
Okay, perfect.
Let's take another call about it. P1 Fred, your question.
I've got a legitimate question for Sean.
Go ahead, Fred.
Is this genetic?
Why do you ask?
I heard his mom talk.
Oh, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Sean, is it genetic? Sean, is it genetic because he heard that your mom is a fox?
Knock it off, Eddie.
But it was a good one.
Oh, man.
honestly, if we're going to talk about this,
zinger.
I don't want to perpetuate the sort of.
So you still do it? You still do it?
I haven't done it in a long time.
How long has it been since you've done it?
In a while.
Like how long? 2 weeks, 2 years, 3 months, 2 decades?
I don't want to say.
Oh, come
Why?
On. Why?
Why don't you want to say? You've already opened up
Hey!
Whoa.
We can hear it through the microphone.
No one could hear that.
Unbelievable.
No one could hear that. I just melted.
I'm telling you, I heard it.
You were looking at me. See, Ashley didn't. Yeah, we're cool.
You didn't hear what she said?
No. Not at all.
You swear?
Swear to God. Swear my grandpa.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
she doesn't hear swear
words.
You cussed?
No, she didn't cuss, but she said.
Too bad I was phone screening when that happened, all right?
Who's is she yelling at? Zeth?
Yeah, because Zeth was referring to Winona.
But why don't you keep talking crap?
Uh-oh.
Zeth.
That's
this
awesome.
Poor guy. I mean,
here we go.
Guy, I'm telling
awesome.
You.
Light him up.
Oh, no.
Ever. Oh, wow.
Palomino? Palomino?
Palomino?
Look at her.
Palomino? No, feel bad. No. Palomino?
Ash.
It's too early.
You can't.
You can't.
How do you get so
say four to say four.
No, it's too early for me to get mad, so I'm going to let it go.
Okay. There you go. Oh. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
We're all safe. I guarantee you somebody heard what this guy said.
Well.
Why is that bad?
I don't know.
You know why? I'll tell you why. You know, I'll tell you why it's okay to say it on the air. Sean, seriously. Because if you already said, I don't want to say, then the what she said is going to come up anyway.
The discussion is going to be had.
The discussion is going to be had.
Can we just drop it?
Let's talk about this part, and then we'll move on, I swear. Can we? Because it's going to come up anyway. It is. Sky, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I was in your shoes, there would be a discussion later.
There's no doubt about it. If you said that, if you said, yeah, I don't do it, and we go, why? And you go, I don't want to say, discussion.
Right.
So what I said to Sky was, Dina, his wife. Well, I mouthed it without saying it, and Sky goes, Dina.
So you don't do it anymore?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
But if you had your druthers, you would.
Yeah, I probably would.
So
I
does that mean
would,
that
but the thing is,
does that mean you don't have costumes?
No, it doesn't mean that.
So you do have costumes.
I do have costumes, yes.
Why is it an issue?
Use them. I don't
Why is it an issue with Dina?
Yeah.
Why does she not want
Because she has the same misconception that you guys have.
Why don't you
tell her? That it's some kind of aberrant, deviant sexual behavior, and it's not.
Why don't you tell her it's not like that?
I did. I explained that to her, but she's uncomfortable with it. So she's my wife. I have to respect that.
It's nice of you.
Sky.
What? I'm being serious. It's
Are you
obvious.
Being serious?
Yes, it's obviously something that you were into, and it made her uncomfortable, and that was enough for you to, you know, put it away.
Okay.
That's nice of you.
But I do. But I want people to understand that it's not like people go to these conventions and they have one thing in mind: to get together, to dress up in costume, and to have like, you know,
what is
weird
the attraction?
Sexual.
What is why? Why do you do it?
Why do you golf? Like, it's fun. You like it.
Oh,
it's
so,
fun to do.
So it's fun.
Sport.
Yeah, it's fun. It makes you feel good. You know, you laugh. You have a good time.
So when you're in the panda suit,
he's having fun.
You're having
Eric,
fun
you
and
there?
You feel good.
P1 Eric.
I did, yes.
Eric?
Hello, hey.
Go
can
ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much.
Hey, you know what? Sean needs to just pat his little head down and say, this makes me a sad panda.
Hang on a minute, Eric.
Sean's our friend, and he's opening up to us right now.
Hang on a second.
And
this is exactly why I didn't want to talk about
it. But that was one guy. That
What's
was one
your
fool.
Other costume?
That was one fool.
What's your other costume?
Oh, yeah, we never heard what the other one was.
What is the other costume?
I'm not. No.
Yeah, yes, you
no,
are.
No, I'm not.
If I guess it, will you say yes or no?
Yeah, let him guess. A deer.
All right, I'll say it. I'll say if you can guess it.
A deer.
Wow.
No.
Squirrel.
It's going to be something weird.
Cat.
No.
Monkey.
No.
Bear.
An otter.
No.
Oh, that was offensive.
Otter would be
a lynx.
A whale.
An alligator.
A dog.
Oh, a whale.
Whoa. I saw one in one of the pictures that
fat.
I Googled.
An alligator.
No, I Googled. I'm naming the
Woody
stuff.
Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah, parrot.
A termite.
No.
Bulldog.
Termite.
Roadrunner.
What haven't we guessed?
A parrot.
Penguin.
A Mexican.
That's
Wait,
not an
that's
animal.
Not
Eddie.
An animal.
Hey, man.
Eddie, me and you are Mexican.
I thought you just dress up like whatever.
No, you don't dress up like an animal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lion.
No.
A wolf?
No.
Coyote.
No.
A Mexican squirrel.
A sloth.
A skunk.
No.
A skunk.
Pepe Le Pew.
That would be awesome.
A grasshopper.
Some people do have skunk costumes.
Yeah.
And they get them custom made,
mm-hmm.
and they look awesome.
Hey,
they look really good.
Pedro just text messaged me and said a cricket.
Oh, yeah.
A cricket?
Dress up like Pedro?
No. Mm-hmm. Actually, people don't really dress up like insects.
A bull.
There are some reptiles.
How about a bull mastiff?
Some people dress as reptiles.
He just rolled his eyes.
How about a llama?
They're called skate.
A llama?
Yeah,
a
llama.
A
what
beaver.
About a llama?
A beaver?
Yes.
A beaver!
Oh,
you
it.
A beaver! You a beaver!
Yes, hold
you
on, though.
You a beaver!
A beaver and a panda.
You're a beaver!
Hold
Sean,
on!
You're
build
beaver.
A dam! How much do they cost?
Build a dam!
It depends. It depends.
Yeah!
I am actually hold on!
Oh, my God! You're a beaver!
Dude, can I please speak?
Only if you promise to build a dam!
Build a dam!
Oh. This isn't happening.
Hold on.
This isn't happening.
Hold on.
How do you build a dam?
So, Sean, what were your feelings when you were watching Big Brother and they all had to dress up in those bunny costumes?
I thought it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool.
You're
and
a beaver.
Hey, as many times as we talked about
never
it,
brought it up.
He didn't say all
that. Yeah.
Well, why do you think? Exactly for this reason.
But, dude, what do you expect?
P1 Malta Mike.
Well, that's why I didn't want to talk about
P1 Malta Mike.
Yeah, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do you go to, like, Macy's to get these things?
Yeah, they sell them at Macy's. Like,
they do?
Very big and
Shut
tall.
Up.
Well, I've been to Macy's a million
Look,
times. I've never seen them.
He was being
Shut
sarcastic.
Up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like the Philadelphia mascot, like that big green thing? Or?
Actually, yeah. Philadelphia is where they have one of the really big furry conventions.
Really?
Yeah.
Would it freak you out if, like, I came in as a hunter to one of these conventions?
Yeah, what would happen if one of the furries was a hunter?
People have done that before.
Really?
As long as they're not disruptive, it's okay. But usually they'll
You're being
get...
serious?
Dead serious. Yeah, people will show up like that, dressed like, you know, like...
A hunter.
With the hunting gear, the hat, and, the shotgun and all that. Pardon me. They will show up like that. Kind of.
Rascally beaver.
But they
Sean,
will get,
now,
people will mess with
beaver.
Them. And, but if they're
a
disruptive.
Beaver.
What's Sean, yeah. Go ahead. If people mess with them, if people mess with them,
no,
go ahead. No, no,
no.
No,
no, no,
a little hard on the beef today, huh?
Eddie. Dude.
Done, bro.
You no, don't, Sean. Please. Hang on.
There well, are no women at these conventions.
Oh, BS.
Yeah.
BS, dude.
Really?
There are tons of them, yeah.
Come on.
Dude,
any
of
them attractive?
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
No way.
Why?
Because no,
why wouldn't there
no
be?
No pretty girl would dress up like a fur.
Why?
Animal.
Why, Eddie?
That's
why?
Ridiculous.
He says
why?
That
I don't
they...
know, you guys are over here thinking this is normal behavior.
Well,
no,
it's
but he
not.
Sa- it's
but
not. But he says that it's fun.
It's not abnormal behavior.
It's beyond abnormal.
It is not beyond
it's
abnormal.
It's the epitome of
no,
abnormal behavior.
Is, no, it is not.
Really?
It's, no, it's just like any other
Sean,
sort of recreational.
I am full. The first one to admit, people that dress up like stormtroopers and Klingons and all, that's abnormal behavior.
No,
that
Eddie, you wouldn't say that.
I am the
behavior.
First one to
no.
know.
He just
excuse
said
me.
It.
I just
excuse
said
me.
It.
Excuse me. It's not abnormal behavior. It is fan behavior.
You're and a fan of animals?
Yes.
Oh, come
What's
on.
What's so bad about that?
That is
true. I've never heard this in the 15 years I've known you.
Well, I do know that he is a fan of animals.
He
that
likes
is
I
animals.
Have always
Beavers?
Said that I
he
love
is an animal
animals.
Lover.
He's
I've
a big beaver lover.
He just tries to.
Not specifically. You're getting specific. You're getting specific. Now,
that's the thing he chose to dress as, Mike.
No, but
a
that
beaver.
But
hold
doesn't
on.
Mean that, like, specifically he is an animal lover for beavers and pandas.
Yeah, but listen, bro, when people dress up in Star Wars costumes, they dress like their favorite character.
Right.
Sky.
So, Sean, seriously, I would like to know why you decided to pick the panda and the beaver.
That is a really
they have
good
to be his favorite
question.
Well, I guarantee
well,
you.
Yeah, let's hear what Sean has to say. Sean?
And why are you looking so dejected?
Yeah. Why so glum, Beav?
I don't blame him.
Yeah, he's getting beat up by Eddie.
And you know,
oh,
by
beat
just
up by
Eddie.
Me?
How dare you, Mike?
Come on.
Obviously, this is something that, you know, he knew he'd take a lot of crap for.
You are
for,
doing
for
most
sharing
of it.
I am. What? Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
Yeah, Mike.
I am not.
So, Sean, why the panda and or the,
no
the panda and the beaver?
Why the panda pair?
I chose the panda because I happen to like the panda. Okay. I chose the beaver costume because when I was at a convention, there are three big conventions. There's one in Philadelphia. There's actually one in San Jose every year.
Oh,
and there's
you sound
one
like a busy little beaver.
Eddie, he was getting to why he chose the beaver. I'd like to know why.
I apologize.
Okay, so you're at a convention.
Was at a convention, and they always have this thing called the marketplace.
What does that mean?
Wow, dude,
Eddie, like, please.
Seriously, I can't say one thing.
Come on, Sean.
I can't say one thing.
Come on. No. Sit down. He's not going to answer.
This is the greatest day of my life.
The greatest day of your life.
I just don't.
But he's not going to make any jokes.
You know how he is. Don't let him beat you down. Come on.
Come on. Sit down.
Hey, put your headphones on.
Put your headphones on.
Hey, no!
Leave!
Well, hey! Last straw, you guys.
Oh, my God.
That is the craziest thing I've ever
seen. Come on.
He just walked out.
Come on.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. And I question whether or not he didn't do kooky stuff.
How was that not the first thing out of your mouth at 6:01 today?
Yeah. How did you hold on to that for that long?
I'll tell you, because every time I thought about it, well, first of all, when we started, we were on fire about just being on the air.
Yeah.
But then later it occurred to me and I thought, I think he'll trip out if I bring it up. And then I thought, let's go for it.
You couldn't hold it in.
I couldn't hold it in.
Oh, my God.
Because I know, too, I was going to tell you guys off the air in the hallways sometime.
Right.
And it was going to happen. Where is he?
He's out there in the hall just kind of pacing.
Holy moly.
All right, let's do something else anyway.
Woo!
Tell Sean to come back in here.
Is
the T-shirt guy here?
Yes, he is.
Bring the T-shirt guy in here.
Okay.
A guy made.
We have the foodie thing too.
Okay, we're gonna do the foodie thing.
Oh,
the foodie challenge is coming up. That'll be fun, Sky.
Mm.
A guy that's a P1 listener made some T-shirts for us, and he did it out of the kindness of his heart. And he's going to. Well, he'll tell us who they're gonna be for and who can have them and all that stuff. Because to be honest, I don't even know. Huh. I don't really know who gets them, but it's up to him because he owns a place that does it, so.
Yeah, came out of his own pocket.
Which is incredible.
Totally.
Where is
he? Rob.
I love
it's like you've never had a guest in here before?
Right. There's Rob and Seth, and they're like milling.
They're walking around in circles, literally circles.
Yeah,
down, this
down,
guy
bro.
Doesn't know where to sit, where to talk, where to put his stuff.
What's your name, bro? What's your name?
Eric. P1 Renegade.
P1 Renegade. And Renegade, tell me, you heard us talking about doing the 28-hour show, and you decided. What do you do for a living, by the way?
I'm a graphic designer. I own a graphic design and screen printing company.
And so when you heard that we were going to be doing this, oh, no. I don't think you should have just done that.
Get the other ones.
Oh, germaphobe.
Yeah, those are Sean.
Oh, my God.
Nobody say anything.
Shh, he's fine.
Oh, we're good.
He wears a beaver outfit.
No, it's not your fault.
No, it's
not your fault. It's Rob's fault.
It's Rob's fault.
Rob's an idiot.
Rob just let. For listeners listening.
Sean.
Can you go out of the studio for a second?
Hey, Sean.
Just for a second.
What's going on?
Nothing. I swear, nothing. Can you go out
of the
studio?
There's some bamboo for you to chew on out there.
Eddie. Come on.
Eddie,
he's
really
old.
That was too
far. I knew it would get him to leave.
I did get him to leave. Let me tell you what just happened. Boston Rob sits Renegade down in where Sean was sitting. And puts Sean's headphones on Renegade.
Oh,
so my ear juice is on the
complete stranger.
Complete
bad,
stranger.
Bad.
Oh, Very bad.
You're a clean person. Don't worry. Sean is a nut job.
I know. I have a friend that's a germaphobe.
Yeah. So
my DNA is now on his headphones.
Oh, Sean would flip out if he
beyond.
We will not.
He just gave me the evil eye through the glass. He probably thinks I'm up to something.
Yeah. Right. Well, and just so people know that are listening, you don't want to call later and tell him.
Dude.
After he
Mikey?
Puts them back on?
No, you don't want to.
Yeah. Mikey. All right, please.
Anyway,
yes.
Eric.
Yes.
You made these shirts. And
yes.
I don't want to assume what they will be for. So you tell us what, you know, who can have them, what are they for, the whole deal.
Well, originally they were just for you guys to, I was thinking of giving them to the tailgaters out here, but I think they might be better served if maybe people who donate money to the children's hospital get a free shirt.
Oh,
you're the best.
Obviously, there's a bunch in there for you guys, just for the studio crew.
I'm going to tell you.
But maybe if it benefits the children, I think it'd be better served.
For sure, dude.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's awesome.
These T-shirts look rad.
Hold it up. Show me.
Oh,
that's
so cool.
That is a collector's item right there.
Thank you. It is.
Take a picture of that.
Dude,
that's
get
bomb.
Get it up on the website. Open the door and have Shauna come in here. Shauna, and tell Sean he can come back in too. Shauna. Yeah, both of you guys. Sean can come back in.
Both of you.
Come on, Sean.
Did you see these shirts?
No. Is that the one the listener did?
Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome.
How rad is that?
That is cool.
We got to get a picture of it on the website.
I actually sent, I think I sent Sean the EPS file.
Ah, the EPS file.
Total EPS.
Hi, listener.
Hi.
Hi, listener.
Dude, those are rad.
Thank you.
Let me explain.
Explain.
Let me explain. They're white T-shirts. It's a black and red and white logo with a microphone in the middle of it. It says 28-hour show. Kind of has like a Harley Davidson vibe to it. Mikey show, October 3rd and 4th, 28-hour show. It's just, they're amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing shirts.
Thank you. I utilize the propaganda style artwork with the Harley Davidson wings.
It looks
kind
amazing.
Of
amazing. Hang on a second. Go ahead. You guys talk to him for just a second.
I
didn't know you had.
But there's plenty for everybody, and there's a bunch of freebies in there for the show. But I think if a profit could go for the kids,
yeah,
it'd
we're
be
gonna
awesome.
have to figure out how we're gonna do that because
yeah,
you know, I mean, maybe have people make bids. Because, I mean, those are, talk about limited edition.
You got an idea, Jay?
Yeah, there's only,
you know,
I think.
What's up?
Yeah, well, how's it going to work?
He brought us a bunch.
Oh, cool.
We can put it on there. We'll put it for maybe anything over $50.
Yes.
Issue,
I like that.
Shirt.
Yeah.
So we'll go add that up on there right now.
On the website?
Yeah.
And does that also count for the people who bring money to the front desk or no?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, cool.
What about any sort of animal donation?
Right.
Eddie.
PETA.
We're moving on.
San Diego Zoo.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Conservation efforts.
Yeah.
For
save our furs.
Endangered species.
Dams. To like build more dams.
That wildlife fund.
Yep.
That'd be great.
Well, listen, those are amazing. Anybody that donates $50 or more to Children's Hospital, to the Mikey Show Fund that's going to Children's Hospital,
right,
will get one of these T-shirts. And I'm telling you, those T-shirts are rad.
Yeah.
And I'm
thank
not.
You.
Listen, this isn't a deal where I'm like, oh, dude, those are really nice. Those are really cool. Thank you. They are bad, dude.
Yeah. Like all that's in my head right now is because I see everybody milling around the box. Is I need to take mine and put it aside so it doesn't.
Yeah. There's.
I'm gonna be really honest.
Large and extra large for donators.
I'm gonna be really honest.
Yeah.
The reason that I got up is I want to make sure I got one.
Yeah.
Like
see, that's
how,
all that's in my head.
Seriously.
Right now.
That's yeah. How cool those are.
They're bundled, and the 2XLs, there's only a few in there, so those are for you and Sean.
Okay.
And,
cool.
And there's
and whoever
gonna be,
else
is there
wants
a picture
them.
Of the shirt on the website?
We're getting one on there. Jay, how soon can we get that pic on the website?
Have Zeth put it up?
What?
Immediately. We'll go get it right now.
Okay, cool.
Ashley and get her to put it up.
Seth,
Ashley
maybe
wants
Seth
to.
Seth could do something.
He's busy.
The guy is running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
God.
Hey, Eddie, do you remember, wasn't it the first year we did this, and Ashley was getting run around so much, and it was probably me that, like, said something to her, and she snapped because she was running around so much, and I said something to her that set her off. That's going to be Zeth.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm telling you,
That's all we need.
He's running around so crazy right now, and she's going to yell at him, and he's going to snap.
That'd be awesome.
Good.
Oh. No.
Fine.
Wow. Holy cow, they're showing pictures on TV right now of the Mount Soledad slide.
There are some, I'm not sure.
I mean, it looks like the road is just broken into shattered pieces. The asphalt is just shattered into broken pieces.
I will have more information soon, but whatever we do, it'll be safety first.
Wow.
If there's any chance.
You guys, this is not like, these are profound pictures that they're showing from the helicopter.
Gas to an entire area like this.
We would turn it off at the main, actually, and that's the main gas line, and
those
we would
big time
do
houses
it in the
right
area that might be affected, and that's that can shut off gas to as few as 12 people.
Okay.
Does that qualify as
and
earthquake?
Rachel, any further
like if, for insurance
advice?
Wise,
an earthquake?
Well, you know, some homeowners have earthquake insurance.
I bet you have to have landslide insurance. I would not think that earthquake insurance would qualify.
So if you don't have landslide, there goes $4
million. So let the crews do their work and don't approach them.
We understand. We'll keep you on the line if we can, Rachel. We understand some developments that are happening right now. We are going to have the mayor will be doing a press conference. I believe that is close to 10 o'clock this morning. He was on the way to the scene last we heard. He may have arrived by now, and we're expecting to cover that news conference live for you, get the very latest information.
Yeah, when that happens, we'll play it.
Wow.
Anyway, P1 Renegade, thank you so much for
thank
awesome
you,
t-shirts.
Awesome.
Where's my shirt? The box disappeared.
Yeah, where did the box go?
Yeah, there's small, mediums, and 2XL specifically for you guys in here. So make sure you get those before the box disappears.
Where's the box?
Eddie, did you get a shirt?
Nope, not yet.
Get one.
I will.
Get one. All right, bro. Thanks, thank you
Renegade.
For coming in.
Thank
I really
you.
Do appreciate it.
No problem. Can I throw in a little plug?
Yeah, dude.
Sure. Just my business is Renegade Designs. I focus on graphic design that's all original. I don't use any clip art, and I have a screen printing shop. So any companies or small businesses, nonprofit organizations that need screen printing and design can feel free to call Renegade Designs in Oceanside.
That's awesome, dude. Thank you very much.
Very
thanks a lot.
Cool.
If we can, I'd like to introduce Cliff Albert. Let me get Cliff. Cliff, how are you, man?
Hey, guys.
Thank you
What's
for
up?
Coming in.
Hey, let me step around the microphone. Hey,
that's
guys.
Right. Cliff Albert is with us. And
hey, that's one way to try to find a new neighborhood. You know, if you can't afford to move, you just slide down the side of the hill.
Pretty
you know?
Much, right? Exactly. That is a crazy story going on there right now.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I want to let people know that we are going to be on for 28 hours, and we are doing this for Children's Hospital. Cliff is going to tell us a little bit about his experience here in just a second about Children's Hospital. I want you to hear this right now.
I'm 14. I have Ewing's sarcoma, which is a bone and muscle cancer. I recently had an amputation of my right leg. I felt pain in my ankle, which is where the tumor was. We thought it was a sprain, but it obviously wasn't. I've had chemotherapy, physical therapy. I've been gaining weight, and before I was losing a lot of weight, and now that I'm gaining it again, I feel like I'm going to get through this easily. Well, fairly easily.
Matthew was complaining of pain in his ankle, and that went on for about a month. I asked Matthew to get ready for martial arts class, and he said, "Mom, I don't think I can go. Look at my ankle. It was all swollen." I was very scared, and I cried. Matthew was losing a lot of weight. I was very worried at that point.
When you're told that your child has cancer, you are totally helpless in knowing what to do. The hospital was very supportive and provided us with a lot of guidance on how to move forward and help combat this horrible illness.
I think it's given me a new outlook on life.
Somebody in my life.
I appreciate things a lot more now.
Brought
broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ San Diego.
The following takes place between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.
We're officially 4 hours into the 28-hour show, and Cliff Albert is with us. And, Cliff, thank you so much for coming in here and sharing a little bit about your personal